T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing the White House of leaking her backup plan to fly commercially to Afghanistan, a day after President Trump said she couldn't take a military flight.
Live to CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington. Bill, the speaker has now canceled that trip altogether?
Yeah, that trip is done because she said, look, you know, now that the details have been released, we couldn't even fly commercially. The people on the ground in Afghanistan said it was a bad idea. Asked if she thought the president deliberately had maybe leaked that information to sabotage the trip. She says, goodness, I hope he wouldn't be just like that or something to that effect. But said, in effect, that's what it did. The president said he just simply wants Pelosi and lawmakers in town. White House Press Secretary said Sarah Sanders just a moment ago at the White House saying that, look, if Pelosi and other Democrats would have gone out of town, it would have all but sealed the fate of government workers missing another paycheck next week. So they said, you know, the place is for lawmakers to be here in town and try to work out a deal.
So with this tit for tat over the flights aside, the shutdown now in its 28th day, is there any ray of light on the horizon?
Nothing. And as I've been saying before, you know, there's a lot of human interest in trying to get this thing back open again. The government, that is. We have people going without paychecks. We have longer lines at airports for passengers. And, you know, the stories are piling up by the day. But from a political standpoint, Michael and Steve, there is no incentive for anybody to move on this. The president thinks he's got the upper hand. He's going to keep his heels dug in. He wants the Democrats to come to the table. He said he would be weak if he were to capitulate and go for anything less than what he's asking for the border wall. Democrats, meanwhile, have Nancy Pelosi as speaker. And, you know, for the first time, the president's got some real opposition up on Capitol Hill. And so they think they've got the upper hand to show that, you know, he's, you know, not leading on this. And they certainly have some of the poll numbers behind them in terms of who to blame for the shutdown. So at this point, like I said, a lot of human incentive to try to move the ball, but politically speaking, there it's not there.
All right. Thank you, Bill. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.